You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
It's a pleasure to be joined by Hannah Everingham over the phone from Oamaru. Welcome to the show, Hannah.
Hey, Jack. I'm smiling even though I'm through the phone. I'm smiling at you from a distance.
I can hear the smile. So you're playing this evening at Pearl Diver at 9 p.m.
Yes. Yep.
The tour is supporting your new album, Big Surprise.
Yes, yep.
What is the big surprise?
Yeah, the big surprise, it's a funny one. People have been asking me this. They say, what does the big surprise mean? And then I say, it's a big surprise.
You're not supposed to know.
I think generally it's life is pretty surprising. And that is maybe what the record was directed towards. So that's where the album connects.
Sure. So I played a song at the top of the show. It was Judi Dench. How did that song title come about? What's your history with Judi Dench?
Judi Dench, yeah. I mean, in a way, I have no idea how that song happened. And then at the same time, like, I know that I think I was thinking about being someone else and what that feels like. Sure. To not be yourself. And that's probably what the song is connected to. Yeah. And then somehow it became called Judi Dench.
Sure.
So,
I mean, she's a fantastic actress. There are few better choices.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention, because Lily, who organized the interview, she told me who you were, and I didn't tell her, but I was like, I know who you are very well, because I saw you open for Andrew Savage in Littleton a few years back.
Yeah.
Do you remember that show?
Yes, and that's so funny you say that, because I was just thinking about this morning. That was a really fun show.
I told the audience at the start of the show that you were excellent. You were a captivating presence on that day. We have history. You didn't know about it, but we do.
I remember that show. It was I had such a fun time because I kept calling him Andy.
Sure.
And he kind of goes by A. Savage, and he said his friends call him Savage, and no one really calls him Andy. But I'd just been calling him Andy all day. And then at the very end of the day, he said, hey, thanks for calling me Andy. That's quite a nice thing to call me. And I was like, oh, no.
No, he would have loved it. He would have loved it.
Yeah.
He loved the...
I just couldn't quite call him Savage. I felt like I didn't quite have that rapport.
No, for sure. And he doesn't come across as a savage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of the album, parts of the studio sessions for this album that you recorded were in Margaret Mahey's old house. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. I was house-sitting there. I was, dog-sitting, technically. And then we realized that it was this perfect place to make a record.
For sure.
And it ended up happening that we recorded it there. Yeah, the core of the stuff. We did a lot of sessions afterwards also at Josh's studio in Littleton, but the core of the record was, at Margaret Mahey's old house.
Crazy. Was there an aura there? Was there a vibe?
Yeah, it was a pretty charming place, and it had this awesome cork flooring, which I guess is, of the house, of the time
of the
that
period.
The house was built. Yeah, and then, a beautiful garden, amazing cherry tree outside. So that was pretty special to make music there.
Lovely, and it's a strange coincidence.
Yeah, and kind of magical in a way, because it's a funny story that kind of makes no sense. I was dog sitting there and we made a record, which is sort of hilarious.
she would have written about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So the album itself, what period of your life are you sort of commenting on? Where is it coming from? Where is the sort of the genesis of the feelings of the album coming from on this one?
Yeah, the songs were probably written around 2023, 2024. And in that time, I'd also gone and I'd been based in New York for a little bit. for a couple months, and then I'd gotten home, and there was a lot of change happening, and I was kind of living in a way that I guess was house-sitting, and I was on tour for my other record, and it was sort of, in some ways, kind of confronting and, like, really strange, and then in another way it was, like, super familiar because it was just change happening all the time.
Sure.
So I think, yeah, that was where the DNA of the songs and the music kind of came from.
Awesome. Have you been enjoying, I mean, this is the first stop of the tour. Is this the first time you're playing a lot of them live?
Yeah, some of them I have worked, like, played them live before. And then some of these songs, yeah, it is, like, it's really nice to have a set of the album and really celebrate the album, because
sure.
It's quite a different feeling when you play a song that's unreleased, you know, and people go like, oh, I like that one, where's that? And you're like, oh, it's nowhere.
Yeah, no, currently.
It doesn't exist technically, yeah.
No, that's
yeah,
lovely.
So, really excited.
More reason for the Dunedin audience to get along this evening. It starts at 9. It's a Pearl Diver. It's R18 because it's a Pearl Diver. We're going to have some bevvies. But yeah, is there any sort of call to action you'd like to make to the Dunedin faithful?
Yeah, just come along. It'll be really fun. I'm playing solo and Neve Strang is playing with Kira Wallace to open the show. So
local legends, countrywide
yeah.
legends. It's
yeah.
a good night.
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. Well, it's been lovely chatting in this, yeah, as I say, slightly guerrilla way. Yeah, you're in Oamaru now?
Yes, just been driving down, but I thought I would sit in the sunshine and talk on the phone to you.
Oh, lovely, lovely spot. The bus stops there as well. Lovely spot to sit.
Beautiful. Who knows what cheese I might get to next.
Awesome. Well, lovely to talk to you, Hannah, and good
yeah,
luck
thanks,
tonight.
Jack. Okay, great.
See you later.
See
you. Lovely to chat with Anna. Apologies for the slightly awkward technical side of the interview. But yeah, she's on the road. She's traveling. You've got to do some guerrilla-style things sometimes. When you're touring, when you're making your way downtown, down south, to play at Pearl Diver tonight at 9 p.m. As she says, Neve Strang, Kira Wallace, opening. It'll be great. Get your tickets. They're on undertheradar.co.nz. And if you're potentially listening from further afield, the shows in Littleton, Auckland and Wellington are also coming up. Loons, Whammy and Meow, respectively. The track I played at the top of the show, Duty Dance, was lovely. I've seen Hannah before in concert opening for Andrew Savage, Parquet Courts. She was fantastic. She was captivating. She has a beautiful, beautiful voice. So even if you don't know who Hannah is, get along this evening. And try it out.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.